The last thing I wanted to look at was our New Testament reading today, which is Ephesians chapter 1, verse 20 through 23. Paul got it. Paul wasn't even there, but Paul got it. As Paul entered into his relationship with the risen Lord, and God began to speak to him and change him and renew him and mature him, Paul understood what was happening at this moment. And he's trying to convey to the church at Ephesus, as he is to us today, exactly what does this mean? What does the ascension mean to me? That power is the same as the mighty strength he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at his right hand in heavenly realms. That Paul's saying that's what happened. He seated him in high places, in heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every name that is invoked, not only in the present age, but for the one to come. Man, this is a one-time does it all. For then, for now, and forever, everything is subject to him, and everything is placed under his feet. Every name, every person, every power, every principality, every spirit. Did I say everything? Everything is under his feet. And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church. Appointed him to be head over everything for the church. So that means our head is over everything. And everything is subject to the head of the church, which is Christ Jesus, who, by the way, as a Christian, happens to live in you. Happens to live in me. So therefore, if Christ is living in me, then God has placed all things under his and my feet. Not because of me, but because of him. Not because of you, but because of him. He has placed everything under our feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything. Jesus fills everything. Jesus is Lord over all. And for some people, that it doesn't matter whether they get that or not. It's still true. And one day they will, because every knee will bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. What does this mean to us? Well, it means all things that are under his feet are under our feet. Every name, every power, every principality. It means that we have been reconciled with our Heavenly Father. Because if Christ is in me, then I am in Christ, and I am seated in high places to the right hand of the Father. I have access to my Heavenly Father. You have access to your Heavenly Father. It means that forgiveness is ours. Forever and ever. Amen. Forgiveness is ours. Because this was the Lamb that was slain from the foundation of the earth. One time, one perfect sacrifice. never to have to be repeated again, for the washing of all sin and for reconciliation with God our Father. It means that when we struggle, we have an advocate in the very throne room of God, ever exceeding for us. You've heard that before, but that's what it means. He is seated in heavenly places. He has got Father God's ear. And He's ever interceding on our behalf. I don't know about you, but that makes me feel kind of good. Even when I don't deserve it. Even when I don't want it. Sorry, I didn't mean to go there, but yeah, there's some days I don't either want it or I don't think I deserve it. But the truth is, I get it. It's mine. It means for us as a church, for you as a believer, it means that every day can be lived with exceeding joy and praising to God our Father, because He is where He said He would be. He is doing what He said He's going to do. And He will return. He will come again with glory. With glory. With glory, He's coming. And we shall behold Him face to face. Church, we're asked to always remember the gospel, the good news. We have good news to share. Jesus sent him back to Jerusalem for one reason and one reason only: to receive power so they could go forth and evangelize the word, the world, with His word, with the message of reconciliation. The veil has been torn. The sacrifice has been made. There is no longer a gap between God and man. But Jesus made the way clear. We're always to remember that good news. The good news that God loves us. God has forgiven us. God is not mad at us. And God will never leave or forsake us. We know that good news. And we need to share it to a lost and dying world who needs hope, who needs help. It doesn't have to be some big ministry. It can simply be a kind word in a rough time. It can be a card. It can be a phone call to somebody that's hurting. It can be a side conversation at work. Let them know the good news that is in you. That Jesus, your Savior, is not only living in you, but He is seated at the right hand of the Father in the very throne room of God, ever praying for you, for me, and for them. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.